This is actually a matter of not being able to see the wood for the trees. Trees offer us so much and are such an integral part of our lives, yet we cannot see what is right in front of us. The truth that they also have lives of their own. The skeptics among us might brush this off as a fanciful notion, but science has stepped in on many occasions to prove this as fact. Thus, in this course, we will look at the secret life of trees from not just a notional point of view, but a scientific one, using the research and numerous tests that have been conducted by scientists to uncover one of the most astonishing ideas, that trees connect and commune with one another. To get to the point of genuinely appreciating this idea, the course follows a historical arc that traces trees' wisdom from the start of time. The course thus begins when trees first emerged on Earth. It moves through the centuries when various cultures accepted the power and presence of trees as something to be revered and respected, and it concludes in our modern age, wherein we are desperate to relearn trees' ancient secrets of life force and healing. In amongst this chronology, students are introduced to the various queries that may help us to better understand trees, such as: do they sleep? Do they see and hear? Can they feel pain? Do they talk? In investigating these questions, the course offers traditional interpretations alongside the current research that attempts to answer them. Trees are a familiar feature of any landscape. They dot mountains and hillsides and clump together in forests, often next to roadways and rivers. They're present on the city streets we traipse along. In country towns and villages, they're as much a part of the aesthetic appeal of a place as cobbled streets and quaint architecture. They're everywhere, and we expect them to be. And yet, we rarely think about them, about their beingness, about their lives. We know they are necessary for maintaining the health of the global ecosystem, and that without them, we would not have so much of the material things that enable our daily living: houses, furniture, paper, etc. But we don't think of them outside of their practical usefulness to us. Most of us don't imagine that they have lives, that they need and feel and have relationships with all living things around them. They're just there, for us, right? But in many respects, this is actually a matter of not being able to see the wood for the trees. Trees offer us so much and are such an integral part of our lives, yet we cannot see what is right in front of us. The truth that they also have lives of their own. The skeptics among us might brush this off as a fanciful notion, but science has stepped in on many occasions to prove this as fact. Thus, in this course, we will look at the secret life of trees from not just a notional point of view, but a scientific one, using the research and numerous tests that have been conducted by scientists to uncover one of the most astonishing ideas, that trees connect and commune with one another. To get to the point of genuinely appreciating this idea, the course follows a historical arc that traces trees' wisdom from the start of time. The course thus begins when trees first emerged on Earth. It moves through the centuries when various cultures accepted the power and presence of trees as something to be revered and respected, and it concludes in our modern age, wherein we are desperate to relearn trees' ancient secrets of life force and healing. In amongst this chronology, students are introduced to the various queries that may help us to better understand trees, such as: do they sleep? Do they see and hear? Can they feel pain? Do they talk? In investigating these